Aircheckdownloads.com.
Breakfast with Leanne and Scott.
Yeah.
Wake the
fun
up.
Across Liverpool and the Northwest.
I've been holding on to pieces. A little bit of love.
Wake the fun up. Radio City Breakfast with Leanne and Scott.
Neo and Closer, a throwback. It is 10 to 7. It's Radio City Breakfast with Leanne and Scott. Morning, it's Tuesday.
Wake the fun up.
Radio City.
Now, we are both massive dog people on this show, but I do have some instructions for you if you do have a cat in your life. I find cats are either lovely or horrible in the sense that they're either very friendly and very nice and like a dog, or they're so independent, they're like, I don't need you. Get out of my life.
They are very crafty. Do you know what? I like to pride myself on the fact that cats like me. So they say they see auras, don't they? And they can judge people and stuff. And I'm yet to meet a cat that doesn't like me.
There we go, you see. Yeah. Look at you, like
a cat. And I always think, I must be a half decent person here.
Apparently, if you narrow your gaze when you're looking at a cat, if you'd sort of do a bit of a squint, I suppose. Apparently, if you do that, they bond with you more.
And, it's not that, because I've had Botox in my forehead and I can't do that.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're bonding because they're like, oh, she looks friendly, because you can't pull a different face.
Because my eyebrows aren't moving. They've gone, oh, she's trustworthy.
But someone has actually done some research, right, about the meows that cats make. And I'm reading these now going, as if someone's doing this as a job.
Is this like when we found that research about the dolphins?
Yes.
That they sing to each other and all that. And if you played them classical music, they're buzzing with life. Is this like one of those things?
This is exactly what this is.
During a pandemic, scientists have chosen to do.
Yeah, some scientists, someone's gone, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to work out what cat meows mean, what different type of meows. Yeah. So if you get a short meow from a cat, that apparently means, hey.
Oh, does it now? Oh, okay, so a little quick one means hiya.
What about multiple meows?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That means I'm very excited to see you.
This is making me uncomfortable.
How about a mid-pitch meow?
How would that go, though, Scott?
It would go, meow. It's like mid-pitch. Right, mid-pitch. Like, meow. Yeah. That's a high pitch. Meow. Mid-pitch. Meow. Low pitch, right? So mid-pitch. Meow. That means your cat wants something, such as feeding.
Oh, right, so that's dinner time.
Who's come up with these? Low-pitched meow. So, that sounded more like a car, didn't it? But a low-pitched one, that means, I'm annoyed with you.
Ooh, what? I wonder if someone's listening now with a cat going, this makes loads of sense. This is spot on.
This is the best bit, though. A purr, it's your cat being tender and showing love towards you, which I think we all know.
That, yeah.
And if a cat hisses at you, what could that mean, Leanne? I don't know. If a cat's hissing at me, does it mean it's my best friend? No, it means it's very angry and may start scratching you. Again, I feel like I knew all these. It's done
research. The latter part of the research we didn't need. That was a waste of someone's valuable hours. But the other bit, I think, is quite interesting. I'd love to read one about dogs so we knew what was going on in our dog's head.
Yeah, but if you have a cat, there's your take home.
Meow.
Yeah. Means hey.
Meow, 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 meow.
Means I'm very excited to see you. Meow means I want something such as feeding. And meow means I'm very annoyed with you. There you go.
I think that was worth every £1 million worth of research money that went into that.
He had a proper job. Harry Styles, this is what it says me talking on the radio for a living. This is Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar.
It's like strawberries.
Aircheckdownloads.com.